Thank you. What a real joy, a blessing, a privilege, and an honor it is to be able to come to your place of listening. And again, we are grateful for God's infinite wisdom, His mercy, His compassion, His tenderness, His love toward us as sinners. I don't really, I'm not able to comprehend how great God is, but I've got a taste of heaven because heaven's living in me, that is Christ in me, God in me, the hope of glory. I'm glad that I had the second birth, which was the Lord from heaven. All of us in this flesh have experienced the first birth, but Jesus told a very religious man, I believe a devout man, I believe one that really feared God and wanted to know the truth, but he was just religious and lost. And like most folk nowadays, they're religious. And of course, they know that Jesus is the Son of God, but they don't know Him personally. They know about Him, but not in a personal way. They've never experienced a new birth. And so Nicodemus had never either. He himself believed in the God of Israel. He believed the law and the prophets and all those different things that had been talked about and prophesied about, and he wasn't ignorant concerning those things, but he knew something was missing, something was lacking, something that made him incomplete inside of him. So he came to the right source. He came to Jesus by night. He was really a little bit afraid if they found out that he had anything to do with this man called Jesus, he'd be cast out of his position, his place of service there. And so he came to him by night, and right away the Lord Jesus got right down to where he lived and what it was that he needed. He said, "Verily, verily, surely, surely, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." So they didn't register with him. He didn't understand what he was talking about. And he went to the physical, the natural. He said, "Listen, I'm an old man. How in the world am I going to be born a second time and come back out of my mother's womb?" And Jesus said, "I'm not talking about a fleshly birth. You've already had that. That's a water birth. You've got to be born of water and of the Spirit of God. You have to have the second birth, which is the Lord from heaven. Marvel not, I said unto you, you must be born again." Now, being born again means being born of a corrupt seed, and not of a corrupt seed, but incorrupt seed, by the Word of God that liveth and abideth forever. His Holy Spirit, His divine nature, has got to get alive in you. He by no means will of course come and force you into this thing. Beloved, He gives us an opportunity to be able to make choices. And of course, I chose to give my heart to Him, of course, 50 years ago. When I was 23 years old, something extra good happened to me as a sinner. I brought my broke heart, my contrite spirit. My mother had already introduced me to Him. I knew He was the Son of God. I knew He died for my sins. I knew God raised Him from the dead. I knew that. I wasn't guessing or thinking about the baby that He was. I knew that He was. But the thing about it was I didn't know Him as my personal Savior. I never had brought my broke heart, my contrite spirit. I never had genuinely repented Him. Gave up myself. Jesus said, "If anybody, any person going to be my disciple, they must deny themselves, give up themselves, and then, only then, can you take up your cross." There's a cross to bear when you get saved. Take up your cross and follow after Him. So 50 years ago, something wonderful happened to me, and inside me, He changed my course, He established my going, He put my feet on the solid rock, and for 50 wonderful years, I'm telling you, it's never been the same. Therefore, if any person be in Christ, they're new creatures, old things pass away, all things become new to you when you get saved. I'm talking about saved from sin. It's not a mind salvation. It's a heartfelt no-so salvation. You can't be saved and not know it. Now, you can tell yourself that you're all right and that everything's lovely. You've joined the church. You've put on the case to do better. You turned over a new leaf. You got baptized in the water of the grave, and you took some type of position in the church, and you're trying to justify, work your way to heaven. The Bible said it's not by works lest any man should boast. It's a gift. For by grace are you saved, an unmerited favor through faith. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God, and not of yourself. A gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. You cannot and will not get to heaven, beloved, if you've not been born again. That is, not of a corrupt seed, that's a fleshly birth, but an incorrupt seed by the Word of God that liveth and abideth forever. And Jesus said to Nicodemus, who was religious, who was, I believe, a good person, so far as goodness is concerned, there's nothing good about the flesh, but his desires were good, his efforts were good, and I believe he had good intentions of doing the right thing. You remember, he was the only one. When it was with Joseph Arimathea, when it comes, he got saved, they begged the body from Pontius Pilate, of course, to bury him. He was along with him. He'd had a conversion, but he defended the Lord Jesus on one occasion. He said to the rest of the Pharisees, he said, "Wait a minute," he said, "that I'll all condemn a man, for we had a chance to hear him, that we've not even hear him, and here you are condemning him." He stood up for him on his behalf. He knew something was missing. His religious ways, his religious statue, well, something was missing on the inside, and he he came to the right source. And he got come to him, and Jesus revealed to him right away what he needed to do. That was to be born again. That is a second time. Again means a second time. Not again and again and again. A second birth. That is the Lord from heaven, when that transpires and takes place in your heart, your settle and your seal under the day of redemption at the gates of hell cannot and will not prevail against the church of the living God. You've been born out of a corrupt seed, but an incorrupt seed by the word of God that liveth and abideth forever. And beloved, when you experience a new birth, there's nothing in the world like it. You're a new creature. Old things pass away. All things become new to you when you get saved. Newness of life. Now you can get religious. And you can join up every synagogue or church or whatever it may be, some local organization, whatever it is that you want to try to put on the case of the new matters and justify yourself and expect to get to heaven. You're going to have a great shock coming if you die just religious and lost and in your sin and never experience a new birth. Jesus said, you must be, you've got to be born again. That is, He's got to get alive in you. And for that to happen, first of all, the Word of God has got to be preached to by somebody who's sent from God. Nobody can't preach except the Lord don't send them. He said, whom He calls, He qualifies, He justifies. And how are you going to hear without a preacher? How is He going to preach except He be sent? His message must come from heaven. And all these puppets and pimps we got in the pulpits who are hirelings, whose God is their belly, who glory in their own shame, they're not real. They're apostates, beloved. If you took their salary, you wouldn't have what they call themselves as a pastor, a minister, or whatever. They want a title they want to put on themselves, beloved. They're a bunch of wolves in sheep clothes, a bunch of dumb dogs that can't bark. God have mercy on this religious lost generation which we now live in. It's going to get worse and worse and worse in these last days of pretense and apostasy that we live in. We're living in perilous times, dangerous times. Paul said, men shall be lovers of their own selves, proud, boasters, blasphemers, children disobedient to their parents, unthankful, unholy, truth-breakers, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure, God have mercy, more than lovers of God. We're in a powerful satanic time when Satan himself is going to and fro, walking back and forth, seeking who may devour. The force of hell and satanic forces is taking over our civilization, and God have mercy. They're giving over themselves to men were men and women were women and justifying it. God have mercy. They try to justify it, but God condemns it. God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, beloved, when this great sin was gone. He burned it to the ground. They wanted those men that came in as angels in the form of men when he offered up his two daughters to take my two virgin daughters. They never knew a man. They said, we don't want your daughters. We want to know them men. Men were men. Women were women. What's that unseen? But now I've got folk. I'm their friend. And whatever they do is their own business. Don't misunderstand me. It's not an unpardonable sin. Paul said to some of them, in such were you. Infeminate men abused of mankind. But you're washed. You're clean. Beloved, it's not an unpardonable sin. But it is a sin. And beloved, they've got to have their sin forgiven. That's not the only sin. All of us have a problem with sin. We're shaped in iniquity and born in sin. Beloved, you have a sinful nature. You were born with it, and you'll die with it. But you better not die without a divine nature being born in you. That is God in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Listen, I still have to put up with temptation. I will as long as I'm alive in this body. But I'm glad I've got help on the inside. I've got the power of the Holy Spirit living in me. God in me, Christ in me, the hope of glory. I'm not looking down in body. I'm trying to get them up. I'm trying to point them to the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world, beloved. He died on our behalf. He done what nobody else could do. All of us were shaped in iniquity and born in sin. That's why He had the immaculate birth. That's why He had a divine birth. That's why He was born of a virgin, made under the law. He got under the law, but He might redeem them who were under the curse of a broken law. He that knew no sin, thank God, became sin for you and I, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. All of us have a sinful problem. A sinful nature, maybe not that particular sin, but we all have sin to deal with. We're shaped in iniquity and born in sin. This old flesh of ours is corrupt by nature. And the prince of all preachers said, oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? He said, I thank God it's through Christ Jesus our Lord. The mind of Christ that God gave us. We serve the law, beloved, the law of righteousness, but with the flesh, the law of sin. God help us and God have mercy on us and teach us a number of our days and apply our hearts.
hearts of the Christian unto wisdom. God help us seek those things that are above and not things beneath. Be sober minded, clear thinking, vigilant. But the enemy, the adversary of the devil, is like a roaring lion walking to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. He's the prince of power there, the spirit that works in the children of the disobedient. I'm glad I've got Christ in me, unworthy of it. I should have went to hell a long time ago, but God, who is rich in mercy with a great love, with loved us, he sent Christ Jesus down on my behalf. I knew who he was before I got saved. But I didn't know him. Personally, he's got to get personal in you. He's got to get alive in you. God in you, Christ in you, the old glory. He will not violate your ability to make a choice. You've got to choose. And Joshua said to the people, I choose you this day whom you're going to serve. And beloved, you're making a choice, whether you realize it or not. If you linger on and carry on in sin and die in sin, you'll taste of a second death. It's only appointed a man once to die. You don't have to die of the eternal death, the second death. And the second death is in the secrets of the dead and death and hell. Stand before God Almighty at the white throne judgment. And the books are open. Another book, which is the book of life. And name not found recorded in this book, the book of life. They never have been saved and born again. These were cast into the lake of fire, which is the second death. God's an eternal death. God have mercy. Don't die without him. God help you repent of your sin. Come to him. Beg his mercy. Seek his face. Turn your heart over to him, beloved, and give your heart to him. I promise you, when he does, he said, all that come to me, I'll in no wise cast him out. Beloved, you'll be saved, and it'll be settled, and you'll be sealed, and you don't have to worry about being undone. The gates of hell cannot and will not prevail against the church of the living God. Now, I'm not talking about a case of the do-betters. I'm not talking about affiliated with some type of religious order. I'm talking about experiencing a new birth. Christ being born in you. God in you. Christ in you, the hope of glory. I'm a saved Baptist. I'm ashamed of most Baptists. Most Baptists need a dose of salvation. They're religious and lost. They got a head knowledge. They believe Jesus is the Son of God, but they don't know him as a personal Savior. It's a man's salvation with them. It's not with the mind that you believe of him. You'll be convinced of the mind when you believe in the heart. It's with the heart. That's the soul that man believeth unto righteousness. With the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And beloved, Mary said, my soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit doth rejoice in God my Savior. She believed the salutation about he was to be born in her, Christ in her. The Messiah, the Savior, was to come, and she was a chosen one. And she accepted and received that, and she brought forth her firstborn child wrapped in swaddling clothes. Later in the manger, he was an immaculate birth. His birth was divine. Isaiah said in 7:14, a virgin is going to conceive and bring forth the Son. She'll call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. You save God in us, hope of glory. Beloved, you won't get to heaven except the experience that you were if he died on your behalf. He paid the price for your sin. Bring your broke heart. Bring your contrite spirit. Give up yourself and call on him. And I guarantee you that all that come to me, I'll in no wise cast them out. Salvation free. It's a gift. God help you to come. Bring your broke heart. He'll hear you. He'll save you. When he does, you'll know it. Now see, my time just about gone. Write to us, pray for us, and God bless you as I pray in his name. Amen.